A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today, I have a particularly fun show I've been looking forward to doing. We're going to go to Campania, that wonderful area just south of Naples, and Sicily via Providence, Rhode Island. So this last weekend, I had the fantastic experience of stopping at a little restaurant in Providence called Enoteca Umberto, and to call it intimate would be generous. It only has 18 seats, and they have a prefix menu for prepared by the owner, his wife Leah, and the owner Umberto is also the waiter and serves these prefix 5-course meals for you with great enthusiasm and energy that he just really has a good time sharing with his clients. And since there's so few people, he can take a minute and explain each course as it arrives. But what's also amazing is he has a fantastic array of wines, mostly from southern Italy. Sicily is where they're focused, but they also have things from Puglia and Campania, of course. Wine we're drinking today is called the Angelus by Falerno del Masico, DOC. Again, that's from the Campania region, just south of Naples. And it is made up of 80% Alginaco and 20% Piedi Rosso. Now, I haven't had Piedi Rosso before, so that was an interesting experience that gives it a nice brightness and minerality that I haven't had in other wines. But again, back to the restaurant quickly before we go to Campania. Highly recommend the Enoteca Umberto in Providence, Rhode Island. You have to call ahead. It's in high demand, and chances of getting a seat will be very small if you don't get in line. So wonderful food prepared by Leah in the tiniest of kitchens. I think my college dorm room kitchen was bigger than their kitchen, and served with great enthusiasm and love by Umberto. About the wine that we found that we had there. First, we were given a little taste of the Falerno del Masico by Umberto, and it was delicious. And I said, wow, this wine is going to taste great in a couple of years. And his eyes brightened up. He says, well, I just happen to have a wine that's about 5 years older, the 2011. So he opened that bottle, poured me a taste. It was fantastic. It was just what we were looking for. So that's what we're drinking today, the 2011 Falerno del Masico, their Angelus blend. And I've poured some in the glass already, and it is inky, concentrated, deep ruby, but boy, the smell, the aroma that's coming off that glass is just all like cocoa and chocolate and earthy, and it has those that wonderful smell from wine that's spent a little time in oak and has a little bit more time in the wine cellar. Again, I think that sometimes, although we enjoy wines young, letting them sit in a cellar often improves their flavors. Oh, now to the tip of the tongue, right away I'm getting ripe plums, prunes, I should say. Definitely grapes that were picked late in their development. Very rich. You're getting a nice cigar box cedar in that. Smooth, round flavors, lots of plum, cherry, cocoa again, a little tobacco, and a nice soft minerality near the finish. Just a little acidity for a dry, clean finish. Overall, warm, round, luscious wine. I think we were steered to a great choice by Umberto. This wine we had it was like an Italian version of chicken fried steak. It was crushed, a crust made with pistachios and herbs that was just lightly fried and done perfectly. And of course, this wine melted well with the nuttiness of the crust and the meatiness of the sirloin steak. So that's the particularly fun experience I've had lately with wine and food, and enjoying this 2011 Angelus Filerno Domasico.